All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, March 4th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a six-game NBA main slate later this evening, and we also have a six-game NHL slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I am one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. We do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern. And then on Saturdays, we do this show at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in, get your questions answered, and hang out with me before the slates start. So with that said, we're going to get the app pulled up here, and we are going to jump right into questions. It looks like our first question came in over the weekend here, and the question was, do you late swap even if there's not significant injury news after the slate starts? Okay, so this is a good question, and honestly, this is going to depend on what plan you're on. And the reason for that is because on the ultimate plan, you're taking advantage, you have access to our live simulations and live projections. So as the games play out, we are taking in the box score information and we are projecting how we think the rest of the slate is going to go. So that directly affects the contest sims. So if you're on the standard or pro plans, which it looks like you are here, then what I would do is I would open up our Discord and I would go to like the NBA lineup alerts channel, and I'll show you guys what this will look like. So within an hour to lock through the end of the night, what we are going to do is we are going to summarize projection changes throughout the night here. So we'll show you, hey, you know, a sim kicked off, and then if any players move plus or minus 2 points, we are going to summarize that information. So yesterday, Donovan Mitchell got ruled out. So his projection goes from 43 to 0. Caris LeVert gets ruled out. And then all these other guys get a projection boost. And when you see anything like this in the NBA lineup alert channel, I would do a late swap. If you don't see this, if you see something that just says no significant projection changes, then I do not think you need to swap. So if you're on standard or pro or advanced and you see the summaries, late swap. If you don't see any summaries, no need to late swap. If you're on ultimate, I would swap at every window as a good rule of thumb here to take advantage of the live projections and the box score adjustments as the games play on. But very good clarification question to get our day started. All right. Next question here from Jason. Question was, hey, I'm new here to the community. I'm on a 5-day free trial. I'm currently a subscriber to another simulation provider. I'm very impressed with everything I have seen from SaberSim over the last day. What makes SaberSim different or better than the other services? So good question. You know, we all have our value propositions here. We have a really good video on our homepage, on our YouTube channel. It's in this new here, start here first section. And it's our CEO, Andy. And Andy is talking about why lineup optimizers are obsolete and you need a simulation tool. So we've been in the simulation game, you know, since the beginning. We always saw the value in it. And that's what's allowed us to have some of the best tools in the industry. Nobody else is doing live projections and live contest sims the way we are. So we think that, you know, we're constantly innovating and doing awesome things and always pushing the envelope. So we're really excited about what's to come in the future here. I dropped that video in the YouTube chat if anybody wants to check that out and listen to Andy. But we're very, very proud of our tools, and we think we offer them, you know, at a fair price here. So with that said, going to keep rolling with the questions. Next one here. how to limit players from certain teams to a desired quantity. So there's two ways to do this depending on what you're trying to accomplish. So if you go to your settings, you go to your lineup rules, you can do this one of two ways. Say I want to do it for every team on the slate. I want to limit them to no more than three players per team. Then what I would do is I would go to rule type is group, method is automatic. I would say use no more than, and I'll say three. And then I will increase, I would change the group by, I will check group by, and then I will select team. So by doing this, it's going to create a rule for every team on the slate to not use more than three players. Now, this is across the board. We'll say I only wanted to do it for one team, right? I only care about this rule for the Clippers for whatever reason. Then I would go group, but instead of going to automatic, I would stay on manual. I would go to no more than three. I would filter for the Clippers using the filter icon. And then I would just go over here to the left-hand side, use the little person icon, and check in the Clipper players. And then they will get added to this rule. And then once I'm satisfied, I can hit save. And then now I have this group rule only for that one team. So if you're going to do one team, I would do it manually. If you're going to do all teams on the slate, then I would use the automatic version. Okay, it looks like CJ jumped in here and helped out with that question as well over the weekend. So appreciate you, CJ. All right. Next question here. Rudimentary question. A lot of times the Sims don't back the team that I would expect. For example, Edmonton that has a lot of firepower. Is that the Sims playing the upside in the GPP and not following the chalk? So it'll depend on a couple things. One thing it'll honestly depend on is your sorting metric, right? Like if we go over to NHL. So what SaberScore is doing by default, which is our in-house lineup grading metric. So not only is it taking into account projected score, but it's also taking into account lineup upside, and it has a negative weight on ownership. So what we think that you need to win GPPs is you need good, solid lineups. So that's where you have this projection floor. You need upside. The lineups have to be able to exceed their expectation at a very high rate and you know, shoot up the standings, because average projections aren't winning you contests. You know, upside, high outcome, high upside outcomes are what are helping you win GPPs. And then how many people in your contest have those same players, right? All those three things kind of come together here to help you out. So if you go and look at EDM, looks like they're not on this slate, but we can just pick like the highest goal total. So it looks like Colorado is at 4.3 here. And if I filter for Colorado, they have some ownership. They don't have a ton here, like 19%, 11%, 8% to their power play one guys here, but nothing crazy, right? But if we go and look, I don't know who is like some of the highest owned players here. It looks like Vegas is. So maybe we should do this for Vegas, right? So Vegas here, you know, they have four skaters about 20 to 25% owned here. Well, when we go and build our default lineups, you know, we see, and Vegas is like the second highest total on the slate. So they're still a good example. We see that in our top 20 lineups sorted by SaberScore here, we have zero exposure to three of them. And then one lineup has one of them only here. So, and it looks like the player is a one-off in that lineup. So very minimal exposure to Vegas with their high ownership. So then now let's go and look at something like projected score, right? If we go and sort by projected score, we're still not seeing them either here. So I was hoping what we would see is like, hey, maybe they show up in projected score, but they don't show up when we sort by SaberScore here. And that's like some of the other variables coming into effect. But what it really could be is just their ownership weight is just driving their exposure down. Because what you're going to see here is that if you look at their ownership, so you're going to notice that their adjusted ownership columns, the adjusted ownerships are higher than the ownerships for all of these players. That is because in NHL, the players are very high variance. If you pull up any one of their graphs, you're going to see that they have this right skewed data set where it is not this nice bell-shaped curve. You know, William Karlsson's most, the outcome that happens the most often, 22% of the time, is 0 points, which you would not expect when you look at his projection of 11 here, right? But 11 points is only happening about 15% of the time. So what's happening here is his 1% outcomes where he's scoring 30 to 40 points are pulling his mean higher. But if we go and look at his 50th percentile here, you know, his 50th percentile is 9.5 and his mean projection is about 11. So that mean gets pulled way more than the median. So what adjusted ownership does, it looks at the player's range of outcomes, it looks at their ownership, and then gives them a new ownership score here, basically trying to tell you if the adjusted ownership is higher than the regular ownership, that we consider this to be a very high variance play, a very risky play. And what SaberSim is going to do is when these players have high ownership in high variance sports, you're going to get less of them by default here. So my guess is something probably similar is happening when you look at Edmonton here. So I think you can expect, you know, higher goal team totals, the players on those teams to have higher ownership on average here. So I would just take some of those things into account. I think SaberSim is probably trying to help you to optimize for when those teams don't do well based on their range of outcomes, you know, who else on the slate can help you win a GPP. So that would be my guidance there, or my thoughts on the topic. All right. Had a question from Chuck here. I did check it out prior to the show and just responded in the Discord, kind of like a hard question to answer. You know, kind of more asking like, hey, do you think this looks right? So it was kind of just a little bit easier to just respond since there was like a picture in the Discord. So Chuck, if you have any questions, man, just respond to me in the thread that I started and we can keep the conversation going there. But that one makes a little bit of a hard question to answer here on the show. But all right. Looks like we're all caught up with questions in the Office Hours channel. And looks like we're all caught up with questions in the YouTube chat. No questions at the moment. So we'll probably call it there today, everybody. Appreciate you guys tuning in. If you have questions and, you know, it's on your mind, drop it in the Office Hours channel. Let it sit there until tomorrow. Gets us a steady queue of questions to get started with for our next show. So I will be right back here Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.